I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. We continue with a preview of the second of our two-part conversation with Jerry Pacheco, president of the Border Industrial Association, on Trump tariffs and how they are impacting business along the border.
Mr. Pacheco, when we last left off in our conversation, you were talking about other countries having opportunities to move in where the United States is pulling back. How is that going to impact business in the U.S. and specifically along the border here in New Mexico?
I'll give you a specific example. We have a manufacturer in a really popular industrial field who's going to get affected by these tariffs on steel exports to Mexico. Okay, they have a minor competitor in Mexico that really doesn't participate, or they can't compete in the field that our Santa Teresa manufacturer is in, because our Santa Teresa manufacturer is so efficient. They've been in the industry a long time. They know what they're doing. They've got their customers locked up. Because of the tariffs on certain parts of the steel that they're shipping into Mexico, and that's the industry they're in, by the way, the tariff situation has allowed a Mexican company, which is an international company, but they have a presence in Mexico, to actually look at the industry our Santa Teresa company is in. That wouldn't have happened if we wouldn't have been down the road in this trade war and Mexico wouldn't have retaliated.
You mentioned trade war there. Are we at the point now where we really need to understand what exactly is a trade war and how it's going to impact the United States?
Well, it's like a tit-for-tat kind of deal. We started it, by the way. It's like you punch somebody, they can either walk away and say, well, I mean, I'm the better person or whatever, but most likely somebody's going to punch right back. Well, the United States is the 800-pound gorilla in the world. We're still the world's largest economy. But we're not the world's economy. We don't account for 50% of the world's economy anymore. So by taking action of slapping tariffs against China, you slap tariffs against Mexico, against Europe, I don't see how the Trump administration, and he actually said this, I don't think they're going to retaliate. And he referred to Mexico when he said that. Of course they're going to retaliate. They've got to. It's not only an economic thing, it's a political thing. If you're the Mexican president and you don't retaliate and you get punched in the eye, your population and your constituents are not going to be supporting you. So it's a very disturbing trend. We come out with the tariff. A couple of days later, our allies and adversaries, I would understand if we were playing this game with adversaries, but our allies are doing the same thing to us. Canada and Mexico, the European Union. I mean, we're going to stand alone in this world, not only economically, but politically. And I just see a lot of harm being done right now.
I want to talk about that a little bit more. You mentioned harm politically. How can that harm be done when it comes to the United States standing not only as an economic power, but politically in the world?
Well, one of the things I'll point out is if we're so apt to cancel agreements like the Iran non-nuclear proliferation agreement, if the president is so apt to tear up NAFTA, he says he's going to tear it up, why would any nation in the future take the word of the United States when it enters into an agreement or some kind of an arrangement with us, when we're not a reliable partner that they can rely on? Yeah, NAFTA needs to be renegotiated. There's not a single person I've ever spoken to that says it can be updated. It can stand to be updated. But to tear it up, or even to put a clause which is holding back the negotiations, our approach to the NAFTA agreement is that we want to renegotiate it, but have it expire every 5 years, and then have it renegotiated. How can I tell a company that's going to invest $30 million in the Santa Teresa industrial base, please come to Santa Teresa, but in 5 years, your business model might totally be turned on its head?
Now it seems like, that could obviously impact you recruiting businesses. What does that do to the businesses that are succeeding there, that want to grow? What are their thoughts now?
I can tell you of at least three companies that have frankly told me that they would have added another line. They would have hired 15 people. They would have done this. They would have brought another line down from Wisconsin or wherever they are, whatever, the Midwest. But they're not going to do it in this tumultuous business environment. They cannot they cannot spend that kind of money on a business model that could change next week or after the elections or tomorrow or this afternoon. I mean, I sound extreme when I say that in terms of the changes, but it's not extreme at all. I'm serious when I say I don't know what's going to come out of Washington in the afternoon. So the companies that we have in our industrial base, God bless them, they're putting their nose to the grindstone, they're going forward, they're taking these hits. Some of the companies that are affected by the tariffs are sucking it up, and we haven't lost a company yet. But the real question I have is, how many more companies would have come?
That was Jerry Pacheco, president of the Border Industrial Association. Listen to the entire interview Saturday at 5:30 p.m. on Images here on KRWG.